cue. We're going to disclose everything in a minute. Everything's going to be all over in a minute. That's what that music said to me. Asha, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
God, that's funny music, you must admit. That's just so great. Okay.
Perfect music.
For the record, I told BBS Radio, just play whatever you want. So that's what you're getting. And so I love it. So that's creativity, isn't it? Welcome to Project Review with Q, Asha. What would you like to play with today? I have a couple items that you'll probably be better at organizing me with, but how do you want to play today?
Go for it, and I'll support you in it.
Well, I think we should talk to some more people because I love talking to people, and as much as I'm tired of talking, listening to myself, I love connecting with people. So anyone that's listening, please call in right now. And the updates, Project Review with Q. This week, the healing clubs, the healing intention centers, the collaboration centers, you're all going to get invites. And the invitations are designed to get a some kind of pro forma that you prefer, not what I prefer. A pro forma that says, this is what I need to make the next step to initiate, whether it's a healing center, a collaboration center, a kids camp, all of those groups, you're all getting get invites this week. And it may not be scheduled for this week, but you're going to get an invitation at least. And it's profound how much I've learned about why we need so much healing. And with this last week's call, I believe I have a great mentor for us to initiate healing without being a mentor. And of course, that was Lucia Nicola Evans, and she has a great, great model for not telling you how to heal, and learning, and listening, and observing, and just being one with you. And we feel we're getting closer to creating a template, a model, a collaboration point where we can standardize what's the best way for us all to come together and have a nice commune of realization. And I think that's what I got out of last week's work. Would you say the same, Asha?
Very well said. Yes, Lucia is awesome. And she makes it look like it's not healing. She just makes it look like it's fun, like you're having a chat with a best friend and you're experiencing the best part of yourself. It's really a beautiful way to uplift people and balance them and bring in more wholeness just through frequencies and light. And, you know, she's seamless, really profound.
Yeah. And as much as, you know, you've heard me say that I ridicule the English language and its capability of robustly expressing ourselves, it does have capabilities, because as we take great care of our energetics that come through expression of so when you listen to a dolphin chirp at you, it doesn't have consonants, as an example. The human language does, which stops the flow potentially of the harmonics. Birds, they don't have a T in their language, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's why Lucia is one of the few people I've seen that has overcome that, if there is such a rationale. She's brilliant at it. And so when you communicate with her, you have no choice. You have no choice but to see yourself. Hi, how are you? You can't avoid that. You can't avoid that with her. And I feel we're ready to template it to get us more engaged with each other. The other item that is growing very, very quickly is our legacy. The mermaid is pushing me and herself that the birthing at sea has got to be more prominent here. The legacy that you may or may not be aware of, notice the whales go from Alaska to the South Pacific. Why do they do that? Why do the birds fly south every year? Why are all these animals going south, north, south, north? Well, because most common, forgive me for standardizing us, but what's normal for us is to be nomadic. We're not used to sitting still. I didn't say we don't appreciate a place where we live. I'm saying that when we go birth, it is nice, really comfortable to be in warm water. The air and water have the same temperature. It's very, very, very soft when you come into this planet. And I'm very excited to watch these birthing centers acclimate and mature. And the mermaid is really, really encouraging everybody to look at how we're bringing life into life. It's exciting. Other than that, I just want to take calls today and let you know that the farmers are the other ones. I'm waiting for one more perpetual farmer to get done with their pro forma, and we'll be done with that tomorrow. And so the farmers are going to be implemented. Yes, Mr. Hemp, you're going to be in that mix too. The other ones, I want to make sure I ring out two. Let me make sure I get my, as your crash test dummy, spiritual crash test dummy, all healing groups, you're going to get an invitation. And I'm going to mix and match a little bit with that is my feeling. And then you guys steer me how you want to. I'm not supposed to talk about this other person's name, but Stasia, I just said your name, so that's that. And the European group, we're gonna have a time for you. I'll have an invitation out to you. The Ireland folks, make sure Junior has his pro forma ready because I have someone lined up for him to help him with architecture. What is the other one? I think that's it, other than our last show is just mesmerizing. I'm doing my best to get back on the planet. Didn't you have fun too, Tasha?
It was so fun. Thank you for everything you brought forward, and the mermaid brought forward is really enchanting.
Yeah, I could keep going on for a while if you want. We have so much material out now. It's just a matter of people finding it now, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and digesting it.
Yeah. Well, forthepeople.space is your incredible tool to, I hate to say it like this, but to get caught up. And we're doing our best. And Asha has been an incredible tool for the world and the universe. And don't ever forget it. If it's coming from me, I endorse nothing. And I endorse all of what she's done. And I'm ready for calls if you are, Asha.
Thank you so very much for that. You're so kind and loving. And I just wanted to remind the callers today, thank you for really knowing your question. And we do have people calling from all over the world. So some people, when they're waiting, it might be costing them $5 a minute. And so if we can be really succinct and help those people that are calling from other places not have to spend $100 to wait. So thank you. We have June from Michigan on line one. Go ahead.
Hello. Are you there? Hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
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 Hi.
We're live from
okay.
Vietnam.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate you
really
taking
funny.
My call.
Don't you think that was funny? It was kind of a little funny.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my call. And I appreciate you all. Sometimes I think you are talking directly to me when you are speaking and when you're being inspired with Q. Anyway, I don't want to hold this up too long. When I had a one-on-one with you, Q, you said that I was a part of the healing group. I submitted my projects numerous times, and I actually was invited to be the Zoom session on the 16th, and I showed up at 7:40 your time, PM Pacific time, and it's 10 o'clock my time, and I came, I waited an hour, and I couldn't get it. I clicked on the Zoom link that said, project review host will be with you shortly. And I waited in a whole hour and nothing, no one came. In that time frame, I sent 5 emails, where are you, what's going on? And nothing happened. And then I sent another afterwards because, my project, even though I say it's pretty much in mostly encouragement, it is very, intangible. And then what I receive is what I give. It's also intangible. And the things that I've done, which create this, how do you explain? But anyway, it's just, Kristen had called me, and she has said that I would get in there, and nothing happened. So,
with great love and great respect. You know me as being Flip all the time, and very aware.
And if I did something wrong, I'm very sorry.
I'm very aware of you. And great care. Just know that when we put together great energies, not everybody's excited about us connecting. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a lot of attention on what we're doing here. And just use your heart. Don't try and make it happen. Just know you're going to make it happen. Okay. We get thousands of emails that don't get to me. So it's just part of the little game we have here. Here's one tool you can use. I command my spirit to provide perfect communication and transmission from me today.
Which is what I did today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And so guess what? You're on the call with me, aren't you?
Right. So what I want to... I could take a few more minutes. I just wanted to tell you though that you were speaking last time when you did your you came out about your sight, and I know that too. When I was a kid, I couldn't see, and through that, it gave me a gift that I had to go through, and I realized that I can function in the dark. So, and what you said about your other senses being heightened, and that's true too. I get that. And I also wanted to tell you though that with Dr. Neil Benson, and why I pass that information on to my doctor, who is pretty well known. He writes for Newsmax, Dr. David Brownstein, and he was interested in getting that information when I saw him last month. And also, I passed it on to my other friend, Karen, who's also a doctor in Lake Placid, alternative doctor, and she, she's in a movie called The Inside Effect, How the Body Heals Itself. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say, but I would like to do Project Review with Q sometime, and that's all I can say.
Okay, good job for your due diligence. Can you tell everyone, again, what is the name of your project? And that will give it power so that we can make sure we hook you up.
It's about encouraging others through experiences, all right? Like I helped somebody 5,000 miles away, and it was like a wow. You know, I don't want to get into it because it takes too much time. And that was just one thing, you know. I mean, there's other things too, but...
No, I love you taking time. That's what this is for. That's why we're doing this.
Do you want me to tell you what that experience was? Okay.
Just in summary, so it gives it power. If you could just summarize real quick.
Yeah.
So we can give other people opportunity.
Right. A four-year-old had on Facebook, somebody that I knew that I worked with briefly, had a princess party for her four-year-old daughter, and she was telling her about me, a professional figure skater, and she loved Disney on Ice, and I looked it up, and Disney was coming to Sao Paulo, Brazil, and I said, how would you like it if I could hook you up with Disney princess? And they liked it, and I couldn't do it. And so I passed the information, even though I had gotten a name of someone, I passed that on to her. I told her, when you get there, go up to whoever you think looks like they're for the show, and go up to them and make a request. And I told her that, you know, you never know what will happen. She did that, and her kids actually were in the show. And everybody was totally in awe.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Cool. So you have a lesson for synchronicity, don't you?
Yeah. And I do.
Oh,
there's
my
other
gosh.
Things
that is
like
so
that
great.
Too,
okay. I'll make sure I keep my finger on this one. I'm going to move on to the next caller out of respect for our time here today.
All right. Yes.
Thank you for your tenacity. That's what we need out of everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My great love to you.
Okay. Thank you too. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, June. We have Michelle from Ohio on line two.
Good evening.
How do you know it's evening?
Can you guys hear me?
No, how do you know it's evening? I mean, is it evening or is it daytime or is it morning? How do you know?
That golden
thing over our head, how do you know it doesn't think it's evening? I mean, it might think it's night and you think it's day. It could be completely different, couldn't it? Because when it goes away, it might be day over there. But I mean, we can do this all day, right? Like, so why does the moon spin? It just doesn't spin. Why does that damn thing not spin? I don't know. What day is it on the moon? I don't know. So good evening to you, day, night, everything to you.
Yes. Good. It's nice to talk
That was
to you
kind of
evening.
Funny. Asha is cracking up.
It's,
I know
she's so funny.
I am absolutely annoying. Sorry. I just want to have fun.
No, you're not.
I just want to have fun, and I'm trying to take everything very seriously here. And as you can see how I'm doing, please tell me how I can help and assist you and love you.
Thank you, and love you guys right back. I'm just calling tonight. I had a great morning and woke up having one of those heart-centered moments about my project. And felt inspired to call tonight. I know you've been working with the healers because one of my very closest friends is working with you right now in her project. And wanted to just touch base and see if there's some movement forward with us educators. I submitted a project called Celestial Discovery Center in July. Had to submit it a few times because I know there's been issues because, of course, we all hate emails. And so I'm just following up to see if there is going to be some movement because we know we need to get rid of our education system. It's super corrupt, and I can't wait to help these, actually help from young to old, find their heart center again and redevelop what I feel is going to be a great thing for our, you know, our community here.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. I am aware of you, and I am aware of your project. What you all are doing, you very prominently as well, you're educating us what we need. And when you all present and publish, when you energize your desires, it has been very diverse. And it's not my job to sort the diversity, but just observe it so that I can be the best service and all the people that support me. Great care is taken, and the timing is always perfect. Just know that there's no urgency. The education, you're educating us. It's not the other way around. Because we don't understand what it's like to live here like you do. You're better at this than we are. And that's a very short version. And so you're teaching me what resources I need to provide, and the other people that support me. You're teaching us what resources we need to provide for you. And the healing and education and communication are all looking the same. Interesting, isn't it? So we're not, we're all desiring healing. And so I'm now look at why does everybody need healing? Well, what does that look like is so absolutely fantastically diverse, wouldn't you say?
It is. It's very, and across the board, it's very diverse.
And so I'm going to need all of you to participate in how are we going to sort this? And so the healing invitations are coming out this week, regardless of where you are in your presentations to me, you're going to get an invite. And my great goal when I work with the experts around the planet is how do we standardize our next steps here? And that's what I ask of you. That's what I ask of you with these pro formas is what's our next step to getting everybody really, really happy? What would you say to that?
That's a great question. What's the next step to making everybody really, really happy? I think we already know this, the communication, and there's been a lot of, I'm sure, blockage and that coming from the outside world, trying to get us, you know, trying to stop us from doing our projects. So that is a great question, honestly. How, you know, how can we
keep it? I got you. See, you're just like
you
me.
Did. It's a super great question, especially because you hate emails.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm just we have to talk it out. We have to touch each other.
I love that.
We have to feel each other. So more and more, it's looking like we need to get Grange Halls again. We need to, all these people that have community center ideas are actually look like they're the healing centers too. We just need to start touching each other. Wouldn't you say?
I do. I completely agree. And as you all put it into our heart.
Yeah, I'm training in massage therapy right now. I mean, that's what I'm going to do. It's like, unfortunately, it's
Right. You said something too, and how we communicate. I have some time, of course, spent in the construction industry. So it's a lot of planning that goes into doing everything that we're doing, building the centers, building all the different, you know, modalities and that. And so it's a lot of work, and getting everybody together, it is hard. So I honor each one of you for all the hard work that you're putting in to bring all of us together into one space. It is very difficult, but I know it can be done. And I know.
Yeah. So the marathon,
a lot of organization. So
no, thanks a lot for that. I love lack of organizational alignment. I love it because I have observed organizational alignment at the most critical. You know, I know what it's like to build a refinery, as an example, and so what I've observed is, so if there's no such thing as time, then our desires appear to be the forefront of the maturation and maturity of our desires. They really work. And so when I slow things down, guess what comes forward? People's trueness. And I not to say that I've done anything. I just wait for the opportunities. And this is the call I've always wanted. I really want to do something is what I'm getting out of this phone call. And that's what I really, that's the service I want to be to everyone. Keep on top of me. Do not let go of me. I will put wind in your sails. I guarantee you.
You got it. I'll keep my foot on the pedal because I'm pushing forward. And this has been, you've taught all of us so much, and just the heart has completely changed my pulse of my life. So thank you for that. And thank you for being in our space and allowing us to push ourselves forward to do the things that we know need to be done here to help. I actually have a saying on my desk that you said. It says, we are the ones creating the new world right now, right here in the old world. Cue.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you so much, my great, great leader.
Thank you. I love you too. Thank you. I love all of you there at the station. You're changing our lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Asha, I don't want to take any more calls now. How are we going to beat that one?
That was pretty great. But the next one might even be better. Equally as great.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, I've got a good feeling about this one. We have Mary Ann from California on line 3.
Hi, Q. Hi, beautiful Asha.
Hi.
Thank you so much for emanating your light and helping us raise our vibration. And my name is Ariane. There's no M. So,
how can I help you today?
I feel so connected and grateful to Osho for helping me years ago. And I feel that you are here to help my parents. And the last call, you were talking about light bodies and twin flames. And after my father's transition, I felt that he could possibly be in me. And I don't know if you're feeling anything.
Yeah, so again, this is Project Rebirth Q. And so for me, that is a great opportunity. So look at the opportunity we have here now. So your desire to study this is a project for me and many others. Is like, how do we translate our ability to talk to other beings and other realms is a project for me. How do we sort it? How do we understand all of it is my suggestion and encouragement. Why is it that I remember other lives? Why can I talk to other people in other realms, other dimensions, whatever words you like? It is a project. It's very important. Why do I have memories of being a dolphin? Why do I have memories of flying in the stars? Mm-hmm. That is something I encourage you. Can you get me a project like that? Like, I need experts that are starting to examine themselves and say, I'm really doing this, and now I came back into my body, and I woke up at 6 a.m. and said, I'm pretty sure I went somewhere else. I'm really sure I did. And by the way, I was talking to my dad, and he said, I'm a dick. Okay, whatever you need to do. You know, God, that was a little too frank. Sorry, honey. You know, we really need experts like you.
But if you have that knowing, then just trust it is true, because that's why you know it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know the mermaid was on this call, and I feel you are so
she's the mermaids are really wild. Sometimes they're swimming, sometimes they're on the rock. You never know. No, don't you think that would be fun, though, if we could get a group of people going, I'm pretty sure I'm doing this, but I can't figure out why I'm and how. And all of that stuff is really valuable to Project VFQ. So do not be timid that you don't have a title. Just give us the conception and let's work with it. Because there's so you got to remember that we have hundreds and hundreds of people calling in just like you and not sure what to do with this information. And we'll sort it out if we can just get more of us touching each other. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, that sounds wonderful.
Okay,
sounds
very
wonderful.
Good.
It feels Please like that needs to be all of my time devoted to that. So thank you. Thank you, beautiful Asha. Love you all. Thank you.
Yeah, so again, the healing centers and collaboration centers, you're going to see that they're merging. That's why it's so interesting to see how we do it, is the need, the desire for healing and collaboration and all of these wild things we are just starting to sort out, getting all our abilities back. They all complement each other. And so that's my great encouragement when we create our new worlds, our new communities. Thank you, Asha.
Thank you, Ariane. And we have Annette, Tom, and Manfred from Florida on line 4.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
We love your humor, too. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to speak with us today. We are so inspired. How about you guys?
And we are so excited.
We are. We're old souls. We're definitely starseeds. And we're so excited about this whole group of projects. We are the ones taking on a massive project with combining wellness. And hopefully you're going to tell us Medibed with our triage and our revamping the horrible way that our system is set up for wellness, for medical instead of wellness. We're also tackling education and changing it into creativity and learning. And then we're also tackling the birthing centers and making it support from before baby even gets made to right through to baby is, you know, heading off to creative learning. So our question to you, can you hear me okay?
Beautiful. Hello? Please keep going. Beautiful. Please keep going.
Okay. Our question to you is, we have physicians and nurses and professionals and everybody lined up. We have the most fabulous property that we've been viewing every day, the progress of the buildings going up and stuff. And we're just asking, so when do we make our website live? And when do we tell all these wonderful, beautiful people that have sent us bios and that we're all involved with that we're going to be going live?
Why would you ask me?
Because we're all doing stuff on our own properties and we're all doing everything we possibly can. But the development property that we the community most definitely needs is going to require the old-fashioned money.
Why do you believe that?
Okay, so I'm going to let you answer because I believe we already have it, but he doesn't believe me.
Well, we already have a lot of funds that is in our accounts. But obviously, without having access to it,
so, how come you haven't sent me? How come you haven't sent me any of that? I'm broke. I don't have any money. I'm broke. But you haven't sent me any. I mean, what's going on?
Our heart is sharing everything.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's cut the chase. Let's get something done today. Okay. So, what are the tasks that you want to do? Like, what do you really want to do with your center? And then this, in Don't let me be flip. I'm really intrigued. What do you want to do there? Like, how do you want to help people and or collaborate with people?
So, if I could, we're kind of taking a step back into history. You're talking to seniors, even though we sound young, because we don't age. And we are taking a step back to when we were young and when it took a community to raise a child, when it took a community to support each other. And we want to create this environment that has large footprints on acreage, that has an extraordinary going into history. So we have community centers, we have governance buildings, we have birthing centers, we have triage and wellness and admitting and even hotels for guest families to be there for support and training centers. And our education is going to change from education to inspiring with co-op courses and apprentice training programs for tech and
okay, with great respect, stuff. with great respect and appreciation, what is it that you want to do? Not the intrinsic model of the body of what you want. So what is it you would like to do if all of these facilities and sub facilities and people, all of the associations you just named, what is it you want to do for humanity and or participation?
I'm sorry to interrupt. We all have our individual,
expertise
and desire from the
Can you explain that to me? Can you tell me what those are?
To have a specific project. I am very, my heart is in healing. We've been involved.
Okay, so healing. So you'd like to heal people, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What would she like to do?
We've already been doing everything that we possibly can.
I asked you what would you like to do. So the healing center is alive. I give you $1 billion. What is it you do day in and day out? With great respect, I say this. What is it you do? Do you fold envelopes, or do you send letters to more clients? Or what do you do? What is it you love to do today?
So mine is the intricacies of everything, bringing it all together. I've run big companies.
I don't think you heard me. With great care. What is it you do
with my heart,
at the healing center?
I inspire people to come and be part of this wonderful
transformation. How do you do it? How do you do that?
Well, yeah. So I have already been doing it, but people are stopping to believe, which is hurting my heart.
Okay, one more time. I'm going to ask one more time before we go on to the next caller. How do you inspire people to come to your incredible, incredible location? How do you do it? Do you have a radio show? Do you take over my radio show? Do you send out mailers?
No.
What are you doing to make your incredible facility more popular and people to come there so they can get help?
So we're already creating a website. It is ready to go live. That was one of my questions. When can I say, yes, let's make it live?
I think you just said yes. I think you just said yes, didn't you not?
Yes. Yes. And then Tom, now you have to talk.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the other end of it. I'm more into the farmland. I'm trying to bring it back to the way it should be. Help is one maybe that would bring the soil back to where it's healthy again from being all this
commercial farming.
Sprays.
Chemtrails.
Chemtrails in the air that's not good for us or the land or the animals. I don't believe in corporate farms as much as family farms. But I'm kind of onto the farm. I'm more into the farming.
You guys are beautiful. You guys are amazing. Don't stop. Your vision is my great encouragement. stay up with us. I have both modalities you spoke of today to compliment you. Excuse me. Many, many people to compliment you. Just really, really just see the vision. See the end in mind. Watch it. Go and just seek it. When you dream, know that it's already here, and we'll move on to the next caller. Stay on top of us. Don't give up on me. Just stay with us and keep seeing the vision. My great love to you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Love you,
love
too.
One.
Love you.
Bye.
Thank you, Annette, Tom, and Manfred. We have Carrie from New York on line 5.
Hi, Q. Hi, Asha. How are you? My project is called the Harding Foundation. I work with whales. I've been working with them for 10 years, and our relationship is so loving, and we've put a template together to teach children how to know, experience the connection and the communication and the adventures of having a friend that is a whale. And you can be, you don't have to be in the ocean. This is all on the inner plane. I have published a children's book during COVID, the audio book and the song to begin to do this. I have written all of the lessons to and the practices how I was taught by this whale to heal my body after traumatic, devastating years of healing, and I couldn't figure out how to finish the healing. But I knew it was with my heart. I screamed to the universe, I need a teacher. I got one, and he taught me. And I want to bring that to the world. I want to bring how he taught me to use my heart to share that with. And he whales always say, kids first. I thought of teaching adults, and they said, first, you'd be better off creating a children's book so you could teach it simply. And if you can teach it to a six-year-old, you can teach it to the world. So I have done that. My children's book actually won an award, which I'm really, I self-published it. I worked really hard, and we have a really fun song as part of it. So I want to be able to give the children's book or the audio book, the coloring book that I produced, and begin to teach the children how to connect so that they're never alone and they know they can always have a friend. So this is part of a larger community center being built. So I would like to be included in the healing education group call to take it to the next step.
Brilliant, brilliant. Now, I'm going to remind everybody, I want you to take my place in the assumed popularity that I bring forward. Is can you present on this radio show in the future?
Certainly.
And then we have video and audio capabilities. I want everyone to show up and just use the energetics that we have here. Can I count on you to present something that's, you know, tangible? We can go, this really works, and we like it, and yeah, and so forth. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm counting on you, and that's what we're going to do. We're as much as I'm outspoken, we're using this genre so we can promote everything you guys want to do, and we'll be getting a hold of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. But thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. We're out of time, but we have someone that's been waiting, and they're from Bulgaria.
Do it. Donald, budge for us. Let's do it.
Okay. Akon from Bulgaria on line 6. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Greetings, love and light to you.
Thank you. Please.
Thank you, Kyo, Asha, and Mermaid Princess Diana. Thank you for your service. Love and light to you. Bliss and love and happiness. And all the best. And I'll try to be quick. Kyo, where are we on the quantum financial system? I guess that stands for your name, Kyo. Is quantum, and where are we on the emergency broadcast system, the financing, the RV, and all of these important topics? How is the world moving? And,
very good.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Out of respect for BBS, they have a schedule to keep here. So you should be able to see, please, you're going to have a real tough time looking at the progression of all the questions you have on your media. Your internet, for the most part, is lying to you. I know it's fun. I know it's entertaining, but you must feel the progression of your excitement is what's energizing the next step. So, yes, we're getting all new currency, but it does not excuse you from the unbelievable capabilities, expression of yourself and what you want to do. Everything is maturing based on your excitement now. You don't need anything in your way. I need money to go do something is not what's happened here. You're too powerful now. So please do not put weight on redemption. I need something before I can do something. So, yes, the world is tuckered out with the U.S. dollar, and it's over with. And you're going to get a jubilee. Yes, you're getting a jubilee. You're watching it right now. But the jubilee does not excuse you from you. You are you. You want to do something. You actually can do it now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. My great love to you and everyone listening. I would love to talk to you endlessly. Please put a project in with us so that we can talk more thoroughly.
Yes, I have three or four times I send it. It seems that you are not getting it. Probably problems with the email.
Please stay on top of us.
The future of transportation.
Please stay on top of us. I will help you. Beautiful calls today, Asha. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Akon. Thank you for waiting all the way from Bulgaria. And yes, please do resend. Sometimes when they come from overseas, it is hard to receive them. So please keep trying. And thank you, Don. I'm sorry we went over. Thank you, Q. You're awesome. We love you. Thank you, everyone, for calling and for listening in. Have a great, great day, night, whatever it is, wherever you are. Love you. Bye-bye.